Do you know any stories?
Thelma asked one day.
Oh, well, I know the story about the wolf,
Bruce said.
The wolf and the grandmother?
No, he said. The black and white wolf. It was up in a tree, and again and again it dropped down on the farmer's animals. And finally, one time the farmer got all his sons and all his sons' friends, and they stood around waiting for the black and white wolf in the tree to drop down. And at last, the wolf dropped down on a mangy-looking brown animal, and there in his black and white coat, he was shot by all of them.
Oh, Thelma said. That's too bad.
But they saved the hide, he continued. They skinned the great black and white wolf that dropped from the tree and preserved his beautiful hide so that those to follow, those who came later on, could see what he had been like and could marvel at him, at his strength and size. And future generations talked about him and related many stories of his prowess and majesty and wept for his passing.
Why did they shoot him?
Well, they had to, he said. You must do that with wolves like that.
Do you know any other stories? Better ones?
No, he said. That's the only story I know.
He sat remembering how the wolf had enjoyed his great springing ability, his leaping down again and again in his fine body. But now that body was gone, shot down. And for meager animals, to be slaughtered and eaten anyhow. Animals with no strength that never sprang, that took no pride in their bodies. But anyhow, on the good side, those animals trudged on. And the black and white wolf had never complained. He had said nothing even when they shot him. His claws had still been deep in his prey, for nothing. Except that that was his fashion and he liked to do it. It was his only way, his only style by which to live. All he knew. And they got him.
Here's the wolf,
Thelma exclaimed, leaping about, clumsily.
Whoop, whoop.
She grabbed at things and missed, and he saw with dismay that something was wrong with her. He saw for the first time, distressed and wondering how it could happen, that she was impaired.
He said, "You are not the wolf."
But even so, as she groped and hobbled, she stumbled. Even so, he realized, the impairment continued. He wondered how it could be that
Ich unglückusel geht alles. Eine Welt, der ganze Welt die Schmerzen muss ich tragen. Ich trage unertragliches und brechen will mir das Herz im Liebe.
Such sadness could exist. He walked away. Behind him, she still played. She tripped and fell.
How must that feel? He wondered.